to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. This is the show Spinning Plates with me, your host Liz, and
Sasha. Hello. We were just here on Wednesday and we wanted to continue our show because we had some more songs we wanted to play for you. So today, once again, our theme is Then and Now, where we will be playing songs from artists who we think have evolved over the years. So we'll play an early song of theirs and a later song of theirs and see how they have changed.
Mm-hmm.
We're excited about it.
Yeah.
So last time we left off with St. Vincent, and we're going to start with another powerful female. Her name is Tracy Bonham. And I'm going to play two songs that have the same title and are technically the same song. It's called Navy Bean. She released her album, The Burdens of Being Upright. I believe it was her debut album back in 1990-something. And then she released a new album in 2017 called Modern Burdens. And it is the same exact album, but re-recorded with the songs all completely different.
It's really interesting. It's like perfect for this show.
Yeah, I'm really excited about it. She's awesome. So let's start off with Navy Bean, Tracy Bonham.
Seems, but at on, don't ask what it means, but ready.
So that was Tracy Bonham with two of the same songs recorded about, what, 20 years apart or so? Over 20 years apart. So pretty cool. The first one was much quicker, a quicker pace, a shorter song. And the second one was much more drawn out, a little bit more experimental. That's really the theme of her album, Modern Burdens of 2017. She experimented with lots of harmonies, some electronic types of sounds. My favorite off of that one is Brain Crack. That's a great song. But my favorite part of that is that she has a song called Mother Mother on both, where she talks about how she is kind of going out into the world, trying to create her debut album and make a name for herself. And in the 2017 release, she changes the lyrics to talk about current events, including Trump is trending, the world is ending, it's okay, I have my vapor. It's really interesting and funny.
Interesting. The next artist that we have, or band, is Portugal the Man with Work All Day from their 2007 album, The Satanic Satanist, and then Tidal Wave from their 2017 album, Woodstock. And that album kind of angered a lot of their original fans who are really into the sound that they had back in... Oh, maybe I said 2007. This album is from 2009. The original album is from 2007. Completely different sound than what they have now. And now they have a completely different fan base. But I like both of them. So let's listen.
All right. Also, FYI, the sound in the studio is working perfectly today. We're very excited about that. So hopefully
yeah, no more anxiety.
Will go better. No more anxiety. Here's Portugal the Man.
Keep the rhythm to the new. Need a little money, keep it working all right. Help that soul, it'll help me do some more. Need that soul, that's fine, all right. Work all day, keep the rhythm to the new. Work all night, keep it working all right. Sell that soul, that's fine, all right. Sell that soul, that's fine, all right. All I've ever known is true. We'll pick it up and pack it up and put it. Tough looking on face.
That was Tidal Wave by Portugal the Man from their 2017 album Woodstock. And I like the way that they've changed.
I do too.
I mean, it's nice to have the stuff that they did back in like 2014, 2009, 2007. I kind of like the progression, although my favorite album is definitely their 2014 Evil Friends.
Yeah, I remember I saw them live at a Boston Calling Festival, and I think they were touring for the album we just played.
Mm-hmm.
They definitely have an interesting sound. I was not sure about them when I first was hearing them, but they brought out some trumpets, they brought out some other brass, like they had a really diverse set of instruments on stage. I thought it was really cool, and they had really weird animations in the background.
Yeah, when I saw them also in 2018, they had string instruments, because they ended with one of their songs from 2012, Sleep Forever, which we've played on this show before, and that has like some really beautiful string stuff. So they're kind of they have a pretty big range in what they have done and what they're going to do, probably.
Yes, they are more than just Feel It Still.
They're more than that. I didn't even play that one because you've heard it. We've all heard it.
We
don't need to play
so
it again.
So many times. Up next, we have some Wilco. This is a suggestion from my dad, who really likes Wilco, and I've heard some of his stuff before. I was debating whether to play the song that I'm going to play or the song Hummingbird, which is, I think, off of their debut album, because Hummingbird is on a playlist that I've been listening to since I was very, very small. And I went with this song because we recently got and then ungot Spotify last year.
Should have kept it.
Yeah, well, whatever. And for some reason, Spotify does the thing where it plays like similar songs at the end of whatever album or playlist you listen to. And every single time this song came on, every time. So I heard this song like 15 times last semester. So I'm going to play it. It's called Heavy Metal Drummer. by Wilco from 2002. He was kind of a folky indie rock band back then, but now they are a lot more experimental. And the second song I'll play is Someone to Lose, which is much slower off of their 2016 album, which is definitely a significant deviation from how they used to sound. So I've heard Jeff Tweedy is an extremely talented guy, and I definitely want to get more into Wilco. So here is Heavy Metal Drummer.
Heavy metal bands. I used to go see on the landing in the
that was Wilco with a few songs. I was mistaken when I said that the stuff was off of a debut album. Apparently the debut album was in the mid-90s, but when I was looking at the discography for Wilco, I didn't click the See More button, so I only saw some of the albums, not all of the albums, but that's okay. Moving on, we have The Naked and Famous up next.
Yes, the first song that we're playing is Youngblood from 2010. If you listened to like indie music playlists made by other people in the 2010s, you have heard this song. And then after, we have a song a decade later, Easy, also by The Naked and Famous, from their album Recover. The 2020 album was made after the two founding band members who were dating, they broke up and they got back together, and they like made this album about the like process of, I guess, like getting over heartbreak. And
you said that was the very strange album or the later album?
This is the later album. Okay. Is recovering from their like dual heartbreak. So very different sound. I mean, they have people know them for Youngblood, but they're much more than that. So here is Youngblood.
I'm looking at the lyrics for Youngblood, and the reason I asked is because they seem like they would be written by people who just got back together. So that's interesting.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I don't know.
Yes, here we go.
That was The Naked and Famous with Easy from their 2020 album Recover. I remember buying the song Youngblood back in like 2014, 2015 to listen to at track meets. Probably paid like $1.99 for it on iTunes because back in the day I used to pay for my music, as everyone should. That's the legal thing to do before Spotify got popular.
I mean, we used Rhapsody, so that worked pretty well as well. The first song there really took me back to driving to school in my mom's Volvo in the morning, listening to Sirius XM, whatever station number 36 is. Alt Nation, that one.
Alt Nation.
Yep. With that girl, Madison, who's a radio host who drives me crazy. I hope that we don't drive you guys crazy.
Oh, I don't really listen to the radio. I mean, I listen to NPR.
Yeah. So we have one more artist for you today. I'm going to switch it up just a little bit out of personal preference. So our last artist that we're featuring is Genesis. So Genesis is a band who was a progressive rock band from the prog 70s, rock. 80s. Prog rock, I suppose, is what the youngins call it today. I absolutely love Genesis. I didn't really get introduced to them until not super recently, but recently-ish. And basically, I get a lot of my music from my dad, and he'll send me albums, and he'll sometimes say, I think you're ready to listen to this. So he did that with Genesis, and I was like, why didn't you show me this earlier? Because it's fantastic. So Genesis has two phases of their career. The first phase was with Peter Gabriel as a vocalist. He was very young when he was in this band, and he is just such an amazing artist. And they were a lot less mainstream when Peter Gabriel was around. But eventually he took off with his solo career, which is also fantastic. And Phil Collins joined Genesis as their percussionist and vocalist. So I am less of a fan of the Phil Collins Genesis. I know it varies. It's the more popular version of Genesis with Phil Collins. That's like the songs that were played on the radio and stuff like that. The songs that all the moms like to jam to.
Oh, come on.
But, so I'm going to play the Phil Collins Genesis first, which is later on. So that is from 1980. It's a song off of Duke, which I do actually like. I like Duke. I like Abacab, I think it's called.
Abacab,
AB, yeah. And I really like their Three Sides Live. I have most of those on record as well. I have a lot of Genesis records, which I love listening to. So I'm going to play Misunderstanding from 1980 first, and then we're going to end our show with The Lamb Lies Down on Broadway off of the album The Lamb Lies Down on Broadway, which is a very theatrical album. It's a concept album. It makes absolutely no sense. The story is very difficult to follow, and it really showcases Peter Gabriel's incredible talent at such a young age. It's my favorite Genesis album. I think it's so good. It's very experimental. It's so ahead of their time. And I really wanted to get this album on record because I wanted to have like the liner notes. I wanted to have the story, and I wanted it to be in the record. So the record has the story on the inside, and then it also has lyric sheets. And I was able to find a used album for like $9, which is incredible because this is a rare album, rare record, in mint condition at the record store that I used to work at.
A steal.
What?
Yes,
absolutely. I was like, do you know that you're selling me this for way too cheap? But it's fine. I'll take it. Yeah. But I was just so happy to find it in such an intact state. Everything is perfect. Everything is there. And so I read the story finally, and I was like, this still doesn't make sense. But I guess it's not supposed to. So anyway, here is Genesis with Misunderstanding from 1980 and then The Lamb Lies Down on Broadway from 1974.
Standing.
Very bright. whitewashed victim as the neon's dim to the code of white.
So that was Genesis, our last band for the day. Another little tidbit about that album is there's a character named Rael in it, and the cats when I was a baby were named Ray and L after that character, which is kind of cool.
I never listened to Genesis growing up. It's not an artist that my parents played, but I remember hearing this song in the car in 2014 when my dad and I were driving around like trying to find a specific Best Buy to get a camera at because we were going to be going on vacation and I needed a camera. And this song came on and I was like, what are we listening to? What is this? And I have never forgotten it. I always remember the beginning because it's just so strange.
It's very strange. I took it upon myself to learn the beginning on piano when I got home for like winter break this past semester, and it took me a while to figure it out. I had to watch somebody else play it because your hands have to be literally on top of each other playing notes like in between each other very quickly, and it made my hands cramp for a while, but it was cool. It was fun. I liked learning.
Very
it.
Progressive.
Yeah. So anyway, that was our show. I don't want to go too late because this isn't our normal time slot. I want the next DJ to be able to set up in here. But thank you so much for listening. You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio in Easton, Pennsylvania. This has been Spinning Plates, and we'll be back on Wednesday at 7 p.m. with a new theme for you.
Mm-hmm. Still figuring that one out.
So thank you so much for listening. We'll see you next week.
Thank you.